The Church of England opened its National Assembly this morning to discuss draft legislation on allowing the consecration of women as bishops and other church matters. The General Synod was addressed by Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, the first ever address by the head of the Catholic Church in England to the Anglican Assembly. Speaking to Philippa Hitchin, Cardinal O'Connor insisted that full communion is still the ultimate goal, even if it currently seems distant.
They've asked me to speak on the subject of communion, which is a very, very significant. And it's particularly significant for them at the present time because the Anglican communion is desperately seeking to find a way of holding their church together. So my speaking to them, it really is quite significant.
The last week's meeting of the Anglican leaders in Egypt does seem to show a continuing commitment to stay with that communion, to avoid the kind of divisions which would further complicate the Anglican-Catholic dialogue. This is presumably a very positive sign for you.
I think that's right. I mean, from our point of view, divisions in the Anglican communion are no help to us as the Catholic Church, and indeed no help to the ongoing cause of the ecumenical movement. And the ecumenical movement, ultimately, as we believe, is full communion in the teaching and in the doctrine and the practice of the Church, including, in other words, for us, which is culminates finally in Eucharistic communion. That's a long way away, but that's still the aim.
And yet the General Synod there is going to be discussing the ongoing process towards the ordination of women bishops, for example. I mean, it's quite a negative outlook for you, isn't it?
Well, I can't say it's very promising in that regard. And so I suppose one of the things I'll be saying is that truth emerges in the history development of the Church when you are united, not when you're disunited. And there's a lot of disunity within the Anglican Communion at the present time. So, I mean, I shall say that very clearly to them, but at the moment they seem to be saying, well, that we will carry on and be united as far as we can, but there are certain things which we have to accept we're not going to be united on. And it makes a very unsatisfactory state, I have to say.